Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill K got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome concerts, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. Yeah.
That is the world's longest running theme song. Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 12. First 50 already, that M period, A period, N period is an acronym abbreviation for Music Activism News. For those listening to Black on Black Crime, Inc. Radio on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944 with your comments, questions, and concerns. We have 4 phone callers online, so we'll be getting to you all much faster than expected. Have your thoughts in tune and in order, since this is an hour-long program. If you're sending in any commercials, any music, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. 3 quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number 1, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number 2, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. And disclaimer number 3, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind, call back or press 1. In other words, I'm coming to your phone line. Be prepared to speak. See how easy that is? Now, I want to let people know, since I am getting a chance to tell people certain things that may be going on in your area, for those who are looking for home improvement, looking good home improvement, they have said the best way to reach them is, of course, that LOOKINGGOODHOMEIMPROVENT.com, lookinggoodhomeimprovement.com, the number of the 216-205-7247. They are swamped, and that's a good thing. Residential, commercial, remodeling, or new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, door installation and repairs, violation list repairs, flooring, tile and wood, plastering and painting, bath, kitchen, remodel, carpentry and decks. Okay, I feel like I've said a lot because I do believe I have. Before I go to my phone callers, Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. For over around, I'll say, 16 years on WERE. And then before that, they spent quite a few years on, WTAM, the big one. So he's over 20 years in this, well over. Anyway, if you're looking for something music-wise, YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr., Joseph P. Motley Jr., Instagram for that Junior Alfred Porter, Facebook is Joseph, M-O-T-L-E-Y-J-R, period. Facebook, Kent and Angelica. Facebook, HHWorkshopRecords.com. Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio, www.3342music.com, www.thedialoguecenter.net. Also, OPN Radio airs Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, Facebook Pete Weeks. Yeah, if you Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, the web page of blackonblackcleveland.com, Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Also, www.templabor.org if you're looking for work. www.templabor.org. They helped me out when I needed a job years ago. Also, thelogtv.com, Twitter page of Alfred Porter Jr. 1 or Grandpa Rapper 1. Also, YouTube page of We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. Now, before I go to the phone lines, we have a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. I'm going to only give you a few of these in between each phone caller, but we'll start things off and say the honorable mentions go to Sheriff Kilroy, over 1,000 views of that G.O.D. song. Art McCoy Radio, where he predicted on that radio show going out to millions that that particular song will be a big hit single and go along with the resurgent Browns. We hope the professor, Art McCoy, was right on that. Also, honorable mention, Black House Sounds, new material in the past week. Honorable mention, Mr. Solo. He said he released a viral single. Honorable mention goes out to Simone. Hit him. Brand new single release that is getting some reviews. Number 10, moving up. It was held the past week, I believe Saturday, Connie's Fashion Show. Number 9, debuting, moving to number 9 spot. They had a nice little award ceremony where people like Romeo Barnes, OG Shanksta, they had received some awards along with other people. What are the other 8 things that's going on? Well, we will get there. As a matter of fact, I will say that the number 8 thing that happened and is on deck, and then we'll go to our phone lines, debuting at number 8. Facebook, the Wild Winter Lights walkthrough. We don't know if it'll make next week's list, if it'll go higher, but it's debuting because it's upcoming and people feel they'll probably want to go. I guess they will want to see some winter wild lights at the zoo. But what are some of the other 7 big major things? We'll get to those in a little while. Let's go to our first, since we have them on, and I'm glad. Let's go to that 216-237. 216-2.
Hey.
What's going on, family?
Sounds. Man, it's just a wonderful evening. Probably not with the weather in Cleveland, but it's still
right.
I'm just happy to be on the show tonight. It's a nice Monday night. In my mind, it really is. And the reason
right.
I say that, because I know so many dedicated people is going to get on this line today, and they're going to talk about numerous things that go on through the city of Cleveland. And I just wanted to say this out loud. This show, to me, remind me of the news, of people that's not heard on the news. So I just want to say I made some new music last week for Black House Sound. It's on the Joseph Motley YouTube, of course. Check that on out. Also, it's new music coming up. Not just new music, Power in Your Dance will be coming up at a wonderful church. the Chandler Park building is where the church is located. And that will be February the 17th. So we still prepping that up. We looking for acts. So that's why I'm calling in, other than the listen to the wonderful people that will be speaking about issues throughout Cleveland. I'm just trying to let some of them people know, if they want to be a part of Power in Your Dance, which is like gospel,
right.
We can say entertainment, dancing, eating, having fun, drug-free, place to be.
Nice.
But yeah, so we already know what time that's going to be. That's going to be from 3 to 8. But what we looking for, once again, we looking for people that want to partake, act, what have you. So I be hearing a lot of wonderful queens on this station every Monday night.
Right.
They be singing, they be doing all this stuff. So if you kind of want to be in that, we're not discriminating against nobody. But understand, it's rules and regulations. Part of the rules is we all have to get along, because we doing this not for us as artists. We doing this for God, and the reflection should be about God. Don't mix that up with the music that you be hearing me do on YouTube. Remember, I am an artist. Also remember, for every movie actor or actress that you watch, and you're a so-called Christian, but you watching it, y'all not shaming them, don't shame me. I have to get paid too. I have to, I need my phone to ring like they need their phone to ring. So we just got to put that on out there. This is not the Motley from 4 or 5 years ago. I'm not asking for people acceptance. I'm not telling people how to, you know, accept me, but I'm just letting them know what it is. I am a businessman, and I will carry on with that, but this is not about me. Once again, Power in Your Dance, try to check that out to see if you want to be involved in that. If not, that's cool, and we just going to keep the ball rolling. May God bless everybody. Once again, I'm Joseph Motley Jr., the founder of Black House Sound, and this is one of the best outlets on a Monday night in Cleveland, far as you can get. And I'm just keeping it 100. Power to Sheriff Kilroy, and I'm out.
All right. Peace. As I go to the other phone lines, a couple of songs that Joseph Motley Jr. has put out, Hate and Love, BHS 23, real nice track. And Don't Mention Me from Joel, depending on that weather and how things go, voiceitradio.com. I'm planning on being there to debut a couple of those tracks off tomorrow. Let's see. Before I go to the phone lines, number 7 that's debuting, Facebook, the Black on Black Crime, Inc. Hip Hop Workshop, number 244, and other events. For those who are wondering what's going on into that, I am going to say that, in keeping it very frank and to the point, before going to my other 3 phone callers, it gives everybody time enough to get their brains together on what they want to say straight to the point. It is Saturday, December 2nd, 1899, main classroom building, and it is East 22nd Street. You can enter from Chester or Euclid Avenue. 1:45 to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Hip-hop workshop where you can be mean but keep it clean. Radio edits, rap, gospel, R&B, poetry, dance live, DJ Dollar Rock tributes, and hip-hop. Hip-hop workshop news for Mr. Ronnie B. The Unforgiven. It's in partnership with the Department of Africana Studies, large room number 136. You'll have premieres on a big screen. No other time has a free show given so much free stuff. When I'm involved, you're always going to have some things you can leave with. You'll probably get some music to leave with and some other gift bags, goodie bags, flyers, as well as the fact that the written exam starts at 1:55 p.m. sharp with guest host Dontez Taylor is defending his title on the written exam. You'll have Dolores Gray discussing critical thinking and more. So there you have it, plus a tribute to Judy Martin. That's all going down this coming Saturday, December the 2nd. Now, let me go back to what's very important. These phone lines, let's see what's going on with 216-347. 216-347, how you doing out there?
How you doing, Brother Al?
I'm doing well. What's going on with you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful.
Is this Rico Dancy running for candidacy? And before you tell us the candidacy that you're running for in D.C., you're currently still, until you step down, the president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf.
Correct.
All right. What's going on with you?
So we just raised for my I just filed the paperwork today at the Board of Election. So now I am official, a candidate to run for Congress. So I have a team of people who's working with me on my team. So it's great. And they already, once my website is up, it's Rico Dancing for Congress. So there's a lot of things going on. So last week we raised 14.3. Okay. So now I'm ready to hit the ground. So I am challenged in a new home. So because I talked to my friend mother who died in Baltimore, Mr. Gannett. His mother said, "Congratulations! I'm getting support of all interpreters across the country." They said, "Wow, I'm getting support from a guy that debt. I'm getting support. All disability organizations is supporting this campaign because this is a movement. This never is going to be about Rico. It's going to be about the people, the American dreams, okay?" And I will be in Cleveland December 15th.
Okay.
So I haven't heard from the mayor of Cleveland, which Chief Duncan, or Mr. Howard, or safety director. Okay. So if I understand Al Porter, I invite him to an event last year. No, this year is September. For our deaf event. It's September. So, for the last, we invited him last year and we invited him this year. He turned down the deaf and the disabled conference in September.
Wow.
But if I was another thing, he would not turn that down.
Probably not.
If I was on the West Side Market and asked him to come, he'd show up then. So I'm just curious why he always turned down an event when a leader of the church in the deaf ministry had asked him to come. The most who voted is people got a disability. So I'm just curious why he keep on turning us down. We are the same people who vote. We are the same people to make our voice to be heard. Okay? Because the first thing I'm going to do when I get to Congress to make sure every police department have a deaf and hard of hearing unit.
Wow.
I'm going to make sure that it is an interpreter in every city, county, jail, and fair level, okay? I'm going to be fighting for the people, okay? Okay?
All right.
There's a couple of things what I'm going to do. And my friend called me already. He said, "You're in good trouble." I'm not in trouble. I'm in good trouble. I'm just repeating that John Lewis said, "You, if you see something not right, you got fair, you stand and you fight for it." And that's why I'm running for Congress, because when they saw him in the jail and they sealed his watch it, saw him get choked by the death man getting choked and the other, and they sealed his watch it. That was sad to watch, but that's mm-hmm. not. And that's why I'm running for Congress.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you. You have your website up. I'm taking that
yep.
in. Hey, we wish you the very best in that D.C. race, and we are looking forward to the person who will succeed you as president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf. Thank you very
okay.
much, Rico Dancy.
You're welcome.
No problem. This is very phenomenal. I have a couple more people on the phone line that I will get to. As a matter of fact, I want to at least say that top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment, things either upcoming that have a big buzz and things that have already happened in the past 7 days. Number 6, debuting, Facebook Mix Beat Street. Number 5, debuting on Facebook, 11-year anniversary rally, 137 shots, Cleveland police shooting, deaths of 2 unarmed blacks. That is what definitely is upcoming. A little bit about that before I go to the phone lines, and then we'll get into the other 4 things. But that is this coming Wednesday, November 29th, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, till around 6:30 p.m., maybe a little bit earlier. It's at Heritage Middle School parking lot, 14110 Terrace Road, 14110 Terrace Road, East Cleveland, Ohio. It's saying we need all activists on deck, please. For any more information, contact 216-804-7462 by text while I'm on air, or 216-659-0473. You can text or call. ClevelandUrbanNews.com. It's this Wednesday, November 29th, 2023, marks the 11-year anniversary of the 137 shots where Cleveland police shooting deaths of unarmed blacks, Melissa Williams and Timothy Russell, which occurred the deadly night of November 29th, 2012, when Cleveland police chased the duo via the car Williams was driving from downtown Cleveland and neighboring East Cleveland and gunned them down execution style. A celebrated car chase and police shooting that still haunts the 2 largely black impoverished cities to this day. It'll be a lot of people involved, but community activists and other community members led by activist groups Black on Black Crime, Inc. and Pure Women's Coalition, Oppressed People's Nation, will remember Melissa Williams and Timothy Russell. Heritage Middle School is now Kirk Middle School. So it is commonly known the annual rally is 137 shots for the number of shots Cleveland police took in, unceremoniously gunning down an unarmed black couple. So there you have it. If you need to know anything else, just know November 29th. We'll see you at 4:45 p.m. Now, I'm going to go to, since they've waited so patiently, 216-309. How are you doing?
Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody out there in Radio Land. This is Valandalis,
yes,
Brenda A. Palmer, as my colleagues will call me, Queen. How's everybody out there doing this evening?
Doing excellent, Queen.
Okay. Did everybody get rid of all they left over some Thanksgiving? Yes.
Yes.
I just had to throw that in there because I had some leftover turkey meat. What I did tonight, y'all, I ain't trying to hold it long to time. I took the leftover turkey meat and some cornbread meal and mixed it together. Then I put a little, a half a cup of butter, And then I took 4 eggs, and then I mixed it up together with the meat and stuff, and I let it bake for a whole hour, and it came out real good. I'm eating right now with some onions. And I make 2 kinds of dressing, y'all, for Thanksgiving. I make the one with the bell pepper, onions, and celery. Then I make my famous, the one with the onions in it by itself. With the other stuff, yeah. Oh, I had green collard greens, black-eyed peas and rice, macaroni and cheese. Oh, yeah. I had arbra, man. Corn and green beans, the turkey, and the western ribs. I had some western ribs to go with it, some fried chicken, and a pork loin, which is pork, y'all. But that's what I had. And I thank God, you know, I got to see this. But, you know, like I said, I broke down before my family came over that day, thinking about my parents and everything. But that's naturally for all of us, you know, when you ain't got nobody else. But we do got somebody bigger than both of mother and father. We got Jesus, and he got us all for both mother and father. But what I'm here to say, y'all, all I have heard tonight is really interesting. I've been trying to get in touch with Major Powers for almost a month, and he has asked me this 100 times. Since when you gonna go in the studio? When you gonna go in the studio and do the CD? When you gonna go in the studio and break down with a song? So I'm ready. I'm gonna show him the song. I wrote 5 songs, so I'm gonna let him know that. If you're listening, I wrote 5 songs, and then you can break them down into the music. We're gonna put the music notes with together and the sound with it in the studio. Oh, I'm ready. Believe that, Al. I'm very ready. But everybody, don't forget about Saturday, December the 2nd, 2023, at the workshop we always have. And like Al said, 1:45 to 5 o'clock, to 6 o'clock. I'm sorry, 6 o'clock. And we want to see
you
everybody place your faith in the place, y'all. And I happen to be on Sunday to EC Library. They had a group, a band called No Name. It's called With No Name. It was very interesting. And the co-founder was Mr. Greg Reese. He had put it on. It was really, really nice, y'all. Money couldn't buy that. I'm telling you right now. They had all the old songs. They sung OJ's, Levert, Bobby Wildhead, Cleveland sound. The Cleveland sound. Then he sung some of Michael Jackson songs. Let's see, Marvin Gaye, and the list just go on and on. It was really, really nice. I enjoyed myself, you know. But it's a lot of talent around here in the Cleveland area. It's a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
You heard and seen. We have a lot of talent around here. A lot of talent. Where I came from, Lorain County, it's a lot of talent up there. It's a lot of talent, like I said, in the Cleveland area. Northeast Ohio. So the greater Northeast Ohio, it's a lot of talent, y'all. You know? So, you know, put it to use. And, you know, God gave you this gift. Do the best that you can, and just run with it. But like I said, it was really nice and everything. You probably going to do the other 5 top 10 things going on, Al. But let's pray for the Carter family, which are Rosalie Carter, President Jimmy Carter's wife. She rests in peace. She had a memorial today in Plains, Georgia, where the Senate that she has a name named by her, and then they sent and shipped her body to Atlanta, Georgia, which is like 100 and some miles from Plains, Georgia, in the university. And so I think tomorrow is going to be a memorial service, and Wednesday is going to be the private service. And, I mean, the service for everybody, and then they're going to have a private service for family and friends after that. So let's keep them in our prayer. Jimmy Carter, who was our president, former president, and First Lady Rosalind Carter. May she rest in peace. So I don't have no much to say, y'all. May God bless and keep you on this evening, and have a sweet and peace sleep. God bless you guys. Have a blessed week. Peace out. I'm out.
No problems. We have 2 more phone callers, so we will get to you all, giving everybody time enough when I come to you. Have your thoughts clear so you can be fast and in a hurry. Before I do, let me give you the last 4 things. It's the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment. Number four, it moved up. Facebook, the Cuyahoga County Jail Death Emergency Press Conference rally earlier today. Number three, moving up. Facebook, DJ Ellery's 60th Fade to Black, All Black Sagittarius birthday bash was over the weekend. Number two, moving up. Facebook, Winterland Kickoff and Holiday Tree Lighting last Saturday. More on that in just a little while. Number one, moving up, all Thanksgiving events. Before I go to the phone line, woo-wee, December the 8th. December the 8th. This will be the third annual gospel concert that Black on Black Crime has done underneath Al Porter. First, start off with Al Porter, Art McCoy, then it fades into Al Porter's pre-Kwanzaa celebration, Kumba Arts, in the name of Silver Bee's honor, because he was always spotlighted with an award named after him after at the Kumba Arts Festival, Cleveland State. And they canceled the Kumba Arts Festival, but that we continued on with that. And this year, the third one is the pre-Kwanzaa celebration, Celebration of Faith Giving, BBCI with Alfred Porter Jr. and the Flannoy Family Restaurant at 3532 West 41st Street, Cleveland, Ohio. 3532 West 41st Street, Cleveland, Ohio. December 8th, 7 p.m., buffet dinners, cooked food will be sold, but it's a free concert to come through. Host Alfred Porter and the Flannoy Family Restaurant. Some of those involved: DJ Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man, Miss Pulse Point, she has something she'll be performing. They'll probably be performing there. Celebrate Christ, Sister Laura Cowan, she's doing something in tribute of Judy Martin. Kwanzaa Claus will debut. Sheriff Kilroy, Better Off. Joseph Motley Jr. has a couple of songs. Sister LaVita Murray will do a track. Queen B will do a track or two if she chooses. The Pray for Shay music video will be shown. Let's see. I know we'll hear from Pastor Jimmy, Flannoy family, Dolores Gray. Mr. Powers will probably do a couple of things. Timothy, the ghetto evangelist, will probably do a couple of things. I might do something. Tanisha Glass will probably talk about Power in Your Dance. Suave Gotti has a special presentation. December Rose, and even if Apostolette Pinckney wants to do a song, we would invite her to do so there. Let me, since we have two phone callers left, and that's talking about December the 8th in particular. My thing is, I try to give back and do a lot for the community. If we can do that and look out for each other, we'll make some things happen. Ooh-wee, I have at least three more phone callers. We'll get those thoughts out, and we know it's an hour-long program, so I'll get right to it. 216-548, 216-548. How are you doing out there?
Good. We need
no
a phone.
Problem.
That is what we have to see. We need a song that God will hear. We need a song that produces kings and queens. We need a song that all nations will come together and sing. That song says, Lord, you are holy. Holy Yeshua, Lord, you are holy. We need a song, Mr. Porter.
Okay.
That disrupts the atmosphere of violence, hate, racism, anger. We need a song. Poverty and the division among the body of believers. I wanted to call you tonight because I wanted to let your listeners know that I would love it if they would support me. for not only the presidential campaign, but I want to give something from my presidential campaign financially to you for doing this broadcast. I would love if people would donate to the campaign. You have the Cash App and the Zelle and the PayPal and the GoFundMe information. I sent it to you. The Cash App is the People's Party under the People's President with my picture on it in a black outfit or okay. Apostolate with a dollar sign. APOSTLETT. Zelle is 216-548-0820. And the PayPal is loveworksatcheerful.com, and the GoFundMe is Pamela Pinckney. I remember when I was in my storm, and you and Dontez Taylor came in my storm with me, and you stood outside of the Cuyahoga County Department of Children and Family Services building to do a rally for me, to help me get some understanding and justice for injustice done to me. And I'll never forget that. I remember you're going to school board meetings, and we would just run into each other, cross paths in that area, to address the school system and the components that are affecting all of the component of the family, because without parents, you don't have children. And you're very powerful, and you're very helpful to the people. I want to be president of the United States of America, and I want to meet the needs of people, and I want to meet the need for you to have this radio broadcast globally and for you to be able to financially have it. I know a lot of people call in and have requests for people to do things, but you need money. And I'm asking people if they would give to my campaign. I will give a portion of my proceeds from my campaign for you to do this. I remember also that you were the one who opened the doors of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, 15415 Kipling Avenue, for me to open my church doors again on Saturday mornings. And you were very supportive of me in doing that and encouraging. And although people did not support it and didn't understand it, you opened that door for me. I remember you getting on buses to go to rallies for people who never paid you a dime. And it's your time. It's your season now. And I want to do that. I'm a presidential candidate who's a preacher. And it's time to meet the needs of the people. Because we need a song. Jehoshaphat had a song. Some singers lined up for the battle. The battle that we face is not against one another. The battle that we face is the things of this world that oppress the people. And I want to thank you for not just this radio show, but being on the front line for the people. And you have never one time asked anybody for anything. And it's time now that people start giving to you, and you should never even have had to ask, because people get paid, and they invest in what they find to be important. And now it's time for them to invest in you. I'm going to do it. As people give to my campaign, I will donate proceeds from my campaign to help you to move forward, to do what you do, because it's time for you, Mr. Porter. I know some people have some misunderstandings of our friendship and our sister and brotherhood, but that's their misunderstandings. And my man of God is fully aware of our friendship, and he's waiting to come home to meet you. So I just wanted to just let you know that I really want to meet the needs of the people through what you do, and I also want you to have a time in your life where you reap what you've sown. You've been a blessing to so many people. And I just pray
that I win the presidential election, and I also pray that as I people will give to me to do that, so I can also give to you for what you do. Thank you so much for everything. And anybody who would give to me, please make sure they have the information. And once again, you have it. I won't take up time because the time is of the essence right now. And for the 137 shots, I sent you a text. Thank you for keeping the conscience of the people alive, because that situation is not dead. It's not gone. It's not over with. Thank you for what you do, Mr. Porter. God bless you, and you have a good night.
You too. Well, we're coming down to the end of the program. Let me get my last two phone callers in before we end up off the air, going with the 216-288. 216-288. How are you doing out there?
This is Dantes Taylor. And I am out here to say that it's a blessing in the atmosphere right now. If anybody listen to me that know in that Taylor or whatever, come on out 13411 Union Avenue, and that is Mertis Taylor's Hall on Saturday, December 9th, 2023. Be there by 8:40, because at 9 she's going to enter the building, and we're going to say happy. We're going to give her a surprise birthday party.
Amen.
Yes. This is a surprise. She'll be 60 years old, and
God,
she don't want anybody. And she's trying to find out. I asked her, "What? Can you tell my sister to call me?" And she's gonna ask me why. And I'm saying, tell her to call me. Tell all of them to call me, so we can get it
right.
We can surprise her. She give. This is what you do. You give people their flowers while they're living.
That's right.
Because you never know the day, the time, the hour that they have. Her birthday is on a Saturday, and everything else. And don't forget. Mark your calendars for the big day. Mark your calendars for January 21st. And that is the Winter Drive Concert. And I will, next Monday, I will have the location and the time for this Winter Drive concert. And it's where I'm collecting hat, gloves, scarf, coat, and boots, and toiletries and all that, and who's partnering with me is the President of the United States of America. Her name is Reverend Pamela Pinky Butt, and she's partnering with me, and some of the proceeds from this concert will go to her presidential campaign too, and we're trying to find a location. We're looking at the locations right now and everything else and all that good stuff. And if we can have it at Black on Black, we'll take the lead on them. But we're looking and we're finding and we're seeking right now to find a place so we can have it and know what we're going to do by Monday of next week. Yes.
Because we are
working diligently, and I'm working diligently to make sure that we have enough hat, gloves, scarf, coats, boots, and toiletries and all kinds of other stuff so we can give out to the people of January, the last Saturday in January. And the last Saturday in January, if we have enough stuff, we're going to give out the stuff at the Selma George Recreation Center. Yes, the Selma George Records and Center. And they're meeting in their room. So we are hoping that we have people that wants to donate. If you want to donate hat, gloves, scarf, coats, and everything else, call 216-288-5841. If I don't answer, press that pound key and leave me a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible so we can get some stuff so we can have this great thing. And it's under Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Family to Family, and the presidential campaign. Yes. Yes.
Thank
you. And we hope that we have everything together and everything else. And I hope that concert on the 8th of February be phenomenal. Be phenomenal.
All right. Thank you so much, brother.
And I'll be out there to rock it out and do whatever I can do. If I can perform, I will. But if I can't, then I'll just sit back and do what I do and everything else and give a support. And don't forget, mark your calendars for June 23rd, 2024, the big anniversary, the 22nd anniversary, the 22nd annual Gospel vs. Bowl 2024 anniversary, and it will be at Hayes Temple at Hayes Temple Church of God in Christ at 3158 East 94th Street, right across from the police station, 193rd in Kinsman, in Cleveland, Ohio, 4414, on Saturday, June the 23rd, 2024, where doors open at 2, dinner starts at 2:30, and we are selling dinners at this great event, and from 4 to 9, and tickets go on sale February 11th, 2024, and we will be announcing our out-of-town booths and everything else. God bless, and have a nice Friday.
God bless. Thank you.
Talk to y'all later and everything else, and I hope that y'all come out and listen to all these announcements and come out and join us on some of these events so we can have a great time, a great atmosphere, and everything else, and all that great stuff. And I will be announcing my out-of-town group in a month or so for that Gospel Fest, too, on June 23rd. Because it's a big headliner that's coming in into town that they're going to rock the house. Rock the house. So come on out and join us. And tickets will be going on sale on February 11th, 2024. So come on out and everything else. And don't forget, February 10th, 2024, at 4004 Harvard, that is the event center and Georgette Scott is having a big old pre-Valentine's Day event there.
Yes, that's right.
And she's gonna honor me too, because it's my birthday. Because it will be my birthday, and she's giving me a whole table and she told me to fill that table up with guests.
All right, thank you, Dantes.
So come on out and join us. If you want tickets or anything, call Georgia Scott at 216-303-1615, or you can call Dantes Taylor at 216-288-5841, because I'm helping her with this great event. And this is brought to you by her church. So God bless, and have a nice Friday. Get your tickets from either me or Georgette Scott. Bye-bye.
Man, I got only about 10 minutes, so let's see who's going to get at least 7 or 8 of those minutes at the 216-471 phone line. Who am I speaking to, 216-471?
This is Pastor Evangelist Renee Woodland Anderson. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. What about you?
Oh, doing fine. Praise the Lord.
Evangelist Anderson.
Right.
What is going on with you? It's been a long time since we've heard from you.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Well, the holidays are here now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And usually on the 24th, which is like Christmas, you know, I usually have my Christmas dinner on the 24th at my place sometimes with just a few people, you know, and we play game, have door prizes, gifts, and all that, you know, the tree for anybody. And usually we sing and so forth, too, and go. And if you're not doing anything or whatever, you're welcome to come by on the 24th, around 5:30 at 16650 Van Aken Boulevard for dinner. And then we'll be having like gift exchange, you know, like for everyone to bring a gift or something. But we are going to play some games for some door ride gifts might get. You never know. You'll probably get something. You get your first gift coming in. Your second gift, you know, if you win something, you know, doing the game. Your last gift is if you brought a gift, you know, in exchange, you know. That's it. That's like two or three. And then one other thing I want to bring out, too, is that that the other day when they had the Christmas lighting going on downtown,
yes,
Public Square, these teenagers and all who had these guns and all, one of the kids or some got shot, you know. And let me tell you something, you know, it is getting to be so much going on because some of these parents, these kids, be out there alone without their parents, and that makes
right.
it bad. And then they carrying guns around. Now, those two 17-year-old guys, or one of them was 14 years old,
yes,
with those guns and all, like, I often wonder how can they get them from their own. They get them from their parent or whatever. And these young kids, 12 and 13 years old, always out with no parent. I think that it needs to be cracked down. That they
there you
don't
go.
Need,
crack down
they
on the parents.
They don't need to be going anywhere alone, especially under 18. These kids need to be with their parents downtown. And
right, downtown kids need to be with their parents.
Right. Mm. They need to be with their parents. Downtown and all that.
Thank you.
They
so
don't
much.
Need to be going anywhere alone without their family, remember, and all. And if
thank
they're
you.
Not with their family, the cops need to take these kids into custody, call their parents and arrest their parents because they're not taking the initiative, you know, to take them along and supervise them, letting them have their way. It needs to be stopped. That's what's wrong now. Other people out there trying to enjoy something, but they can't because they afraid of kids out there with them guns. You never know if it's me or anybody going to be shot. I'm thankful that I wasn't out there. Thank the Lord.
Same here. I was almost out there, and I'm just thankful that I wasn't. My family wasn't. So I
all
thank
right.
you so much.
Right.
God bless you, and thank you again.
Yes, Lord. Because, see, these kids need to be with their parents more. They don't. That another thing. You heard about Walmart. That was another place that was out of town. A shooting out there someplace in Ohio. You know, it's just so much that these parents need to be with these kids. And And they shouldn't be going anywhere alone, nowhere. Not under 18. No. Huh?
I agree, and I thank you. May you have a phenomenal evening.
You too.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, I know what song to end this with. I'm going to play as much of it as I can. I hope parents and legal guardians listen to this record. Thank you.
A message from the police, the teachers, the court, and me.
Miami.
If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. There's a rod, beat that. For the child, whoop that. There's a rod, beat that. For the child, whoop that. There's a rod, beat that. For the child, whoop that. There's a rod, beat that. For the child, whoop that. The Bible say, beat that. Scripture say, whoop that. The Bible say, beat that. Scripture say, whoop that. The Bible say, beat that. Scripture say, whoop that. The Bible say, beat that. Scripture say, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Uncle Luke, 2 Live 2, DJ Magic Mike, Shy D, Byron Davis, Tag T, MC Boo, 95 South, Kilo Ali, Duke, 71 North,
Miami,
3342, and Quick, 69 Boys, Latrell, Gucci Crew 2. If your child act up, beat that. 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 I'm tired of all these badass chillers. You ain't your kid's friend. Quit smoking blunt with them and going to the club with them. Igloo Crew, 3342. If your child act up, whoop that. 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 If your child
There you have it. If your child act up, parents, please do something with your children so they don't run around like wild little marauders during, of all things, the lighting of a freaking Christmas tree. That's all I can say. Thank you so much for the phone call. I believe it was a 13 and 15-year-old who ended up shot. 17-year-old suspects. And, yeah, that just wasn't a good look. Peace.